from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And you're listening to Radio Night Live. Welcome back. It is Tuesday. That means that Linda Perillo is here. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
You're one of those Perillos, as we like to say around these parts, meaning yeah. You're a travel expert. And that's why we talk about getting out and getting away on Tuesday nights. So glad to have you with us. You know, I wonder how many weekends I'm going to have this same experience. Maybe you didn't experience it this way, but I opened up Instagram Sunday morning, and I can tell that whoever's shot is in my feed at that moment. I can tell it's an airplane window. Looking out the airplane window, and I can't decide what it is that they're showing me out their window. Because, you know, airplane windows are kind of smudgy. Yeah. Like they don't get super clear. Hmm. But you look out there, and then you can tell that the plane's on the ground moving. Okay, so it's taxiing or getting ready to take off or something. And then all of a sudden, bloop, and there's this huge flap that just goes right through the space. And you're like, oh, I bet that's a Boeing. And sure enough, it's Southwest Airlines, and the whole outer flap of the engine just came ripping off as they were just going down the runway. And
oh, Denver to Houston, I mean, it wasn't even like we're talking a big, you know, jump. I don't even know what to say anymore because I spent a lot of time defending Boeing.
We've covered their butts big time on this show.
I know, to the point where once we even, I remember we were done recording, and I'm like, oh my God, Kevin.
And another story broke out.
Dead. Like, that's right. What else could be? It's like Ellery Queen does aeronautics or something. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. But again, I don't know if it's really a problem with Boeing. Is it shoddy manufacturing? Is it, again, we go back to not enough manpower, right? What is happening? And I think we should get an expert. I'd love to get an expert. I think somebody in one of those pieces I sent to you might be a good person to tap into. I want to know, from our perspective, how much of this is unwarranted, right? And how much of it is expected within the industry? Again, are we just being, you know, I hate to use this term, helicopter passengers? And, you know, this is coming at one in every 100,000 flights that Boeing has out there in the world. And we're able, like I said, everyone's a photojournalist, right? Everyone can be their own reporter. What is really, I need a neutral party, though. You know,
well, the more stories of these that pop up, the more people are naturally wanting to have their camera running while the plane is taken off just to see and kind of pray, oh, please, Lord, don't let this one be one of those. But that's the thing. Like, it would be one thing if it was just the passenger door, you know, the emergency right. door and the flight in the northwest. It would be something if it was just, you know, one of these. But, like, basically, since
you know, I mean, if we take every incident and we look at it microscopically and say, okay, this happened.
But you know what I'm not hearing? And this is the part that does start to mess with my brain.
Boeing doesn't say anything.
You're not. Well, Boeing's totally silent. And somebody who wanted to say something about it ended up dead in this hotel parking lot when he was going to give. So that's weird. But, you know, the MD-80 and the Airbus company, there's a lot of their planes in circulation. Not one of these incidents have been an Airbus vehicle. All of the incidents this year have been Boeing vehicles. Most of them have been 737s. A lot of them have been the 737-800. But why is Boeing having the problem and people are noticing it and photographing it and catching it, and evidently the Airbus doesn't? I mean, those are the two main suppliers of planes, and it seems like all of the problem has been in the Boeing camp so far.
Because I think that Boeing, again, it's like a three-quarter monopoly, right? I mean, you mentioned Airbus, but when you think about a huge aircraft, I mean, even going back to the, you know, 70s, right when I was a little girl, we were flying, they were all Boeing. I mean, there was what was it called? Something Douglas. What the heck was that?
McDonnell Douglas.
I think they, but then I think Boeing took over the majority of, from what I understand anyway, of manufacturing, you know, aircraft. So again, you know, if you look at it that way, they're going to be in trouble more than anybody else. Then there's the other side of it that says, why should they be in trouble at all? You know, what's going on? So we don't know. And I think we do. I think we'll talk to Alana. We need to get somebody on here, I think, that knows enough about the industry to come out and say, this is normal. This is a normal ratio for things to happen in the air. Or it's not. You know, I would love to get a professional opinion.
Well, it would be interesting to see a historical track as well and try to figure out if it is just the age we live in where people are able to say more about it more quickly. But, you know, I still go back to the Saturday Night Live Alaska Airlines sketch that they did this year. You know, we think it's going to be a good idea for us to use all the bolts from now on, you know.
And
these are kind of weird things. You know, an engine flap, you know, and it was one of the flaps that, like, you know, wraps the protection around the exterior. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things where I think there's a lot that people would have legitimate questions about. Let me say this as a very clear statement. In every one of these circumstances, we have avoided calamity so far.
Okay. So I want to tap into
that. And that means the pilots and the flight attendants are on their game.
Again, and we've spoken about that. I wanted to mention that, as well as, I hate to sound like a mom, pay attention to all those safety, you know, you think you know them until you don't know them, until you're in a panic. And you do need to pay attention. And yeah, kudos to the crew for knowing what to do. But this is my favorite. At the end of this article, it's like, who cares? They said in a statement to USA Today, Southwest said passengers arrived in Houston on another aircraft about 3 hours behind schedule. How about in one piece?
Yeah.
Who cares about the delay? Are they alive?
You know, I was trying to figure out, as I was watching this thing come off, I was like, what does that do? What does the pilot have to do differently? Because I would imagine that lag and drag on the craft itself would change if the flap around the engine comes off. All of a sudden, that engine is impacted by greater drag than it would be otherwise. And I just finished watching on Apple TV, the Masters of the Air, which is the retelling of the Bloody 100th from World War II. They were the B-1 bombers that did all of America's bombing in Europe. And but those planes, they would leave with four working engines, and if they made it back, they would land with one. And they were huge. They were flying fortresses.
But so some of those guys are flying. You know, you realize some of these pilots today are not, they didn't just get up at 18 years old.
Right.
Pilot. They're you have former. A lot of leftovers from Air Force and where they've done a lot worse and have had to survive a lot worse than landing this.
So kudos. I guess I'm really feeling more confident than ever that the crews and the pilots and all those guys are better than ever. And I just wish Boeing would put its planes together better than ever. Anyway, we're going to take a break. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. We're talking travel. Stay here.
Hi, I've seen people's lives and their families' lives turn completely upside down by devastating accidents. And that's why I started my law firm. I'm Eric Chafin, co-founder of Chafin Lujan Law. Our firm makes sure that you recover everything you're entitled to, including, for example, your lost wages, your medical expenses, as well as your pain and suffering. Our team has the experience and expertise in personal injury cases to get you the best legal recovery while you focus on your health and healing. If you've been injured, call us and let us do good and right for you.
Go to ChafinLujana.com or call 800-873-0818. If you've been hurt because of someone else's negligence, Chafin Lujana will help you get the meaningful compensation you deserve. Call 800-873-0818 now. Our attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for victims like you. Don't settle for less than you deserve. Go to ChafinLujana.com or call us for your free case review. Call 800-873-0818. That's 800-873-0818. 800-873-0818.
This is Seth Liebson for townhall.com. The accidental killing of aid workers by Israel, aside from its obvious sad tragedy for the families and friends of those seven, was unfortunately instructive. A teachable moment against and about Israel and how she is viewed. The difference between the accidental bombing by Israel and the deliberate atrocities of Hamas's ongoing war against Israel, where civilians are deliberately used as weapons and victims of war, collapsed. It shouldn't have. War is hell, and in hell, as almost everywhere, accidents happen. The Israeli accident will be remembered and exploited far more than when, under Barack Obama, the U.S. struck a Doctors Without Borders facility in Afghanistan, killing at least 40 civilians, and Joe Biden's bombing in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, or any other number of wartime accidents. If Hamas did not use civilians for cover and target and taken hostages, these seven lives would still be with us. But a horrible accident should not serve as a pretext to rhetorically isolate, if not abandon, our ally in our hour of need.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees more control from the left.
RFK Jr. being on the ballot. This is bad news for the Democrats. You see, the Democrats, they don't like choices. The party of democracy, they want complete control over anyone that might be center-left in this country. They don't want free thinkers or independent-minded. And this is terrifying.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Our hosts
tell it like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, we're back. It's Travel Night. She's Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us and so excited to be able to talk travel on Tuesdays. It's normally a kind of a happy getaway kind of talk for me. Like when I visit with you, Linda, I feel better because I feel like we kind of virtually go somewhere. These discussions about plane calamities, these give me nightmares. And sure enough, no longer did we take a break than there was another incident just this week. What happened in Lubbock, Texas?
Well, poor Boeing. Again, a Boeing 737. Everyone's okay. It was delayed at the Lubbock Preston Smith Airport in Texas. You always hear about Lubbock, Texas, but I didn't even realize they had such an ornate name for their airport. Geez,
all the oil money from the Pioneer days.
Thursday evening, again, Boeing, what are you doing? A reported engine fire on their 737. Okay, it was another Southwest plane. Poor Southwest, right? It was flight 1928 preparing to depart to Vegas. Everyone's happy. They haven't lost all their money yet. But returned to the gate, boo, before takeoff for a reported engine fire, according to the city of Lubbock. So the flight crew reported a possible engine failure or fire. Fire rescue responded, and everyone was fine, apparently. Let's see what happened to them.
Again, great crew. Great job.
Yeah.
Looking out for the passengers.
So this is here's my question. And again, I come from a long line of attorneys, including my father. You know, so the question is, what happens now? I'm a passenger, right? An everyday run-of-the-mill garden variety passenger on a Southwest plane trying to get my wallet to Vegas. Okay. You got this engine fire. Who am I calling? Am I looking for retribution from Southwest? Am I looking for retribution from Boeing, who made the plane? You know, I mean, this to me is a recipe for a couple of different lawsuits. I hate to say it. I mean, how much responsibility does Southwest bear? Southwest is going to say, well, it's Boeing. But then Boeing can come back and say, but what about your mechanics? What about the people that were checking your plane at the Lubbock airport before you took off? You know, and then who do you go to? Who does this passenger go to? They got to give them something, Kevin. They have to give them,
I would imagine Southwest, especially because they like having the squeaky clean kind of, we're the super friendly, super happy airline. So, you know, they're going to do well in the customer service area.
And they have to listen, and they have to. Again, we discussed this too. Their routes are so finite, you know, that their schedule, they don't really go around the world where you say, oh, United goes here or, you know, a Delta goes there. And then, you know, so what? Who cares? They're trying to protect their routes as they are because they're domestic and they're very finite. So, again, you know, poor Southwest. Or is it not poor Southwest? Are their mechanics terrible? I don't know.
Well, I think to that point, this same article talks about, now just bear with me here for a second. In January, 737 Boeing, Alaska Airlines.
Yep, Alaska.
February, 737 United Airlines. That was on its way to Bahamas. From Bahamas to Newark.
They're all
The same month, also February. Boeing 737 MAX, another incident. On March 8th, passengers had landed at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, had to evacuate after the United Airlines Boeing 737. So now you've got multiple airlines, United, Alaska, Southwest. March 15th, a panel found to be missing on the underside of United Airlines 737-800. These are all the 737, either 800s, the MAXs, or the 9s. And what's weird is none of the problems are replicated. Like one's a door plug flying out, the other's an engine flap coming off, the other's an engine fire, but it's all the same, you know, series of airplanes across different airlines.
So is it the 737 or is it there's, you know, these variations? What is the common denominator, so to speak, in a 737? That is expands to all these different models, right? What's the base? So you're going to probably look at your base, the construction that is there a fault in there? Because what are these, the MAX, whatever the heck it is, the 8, this, who's paying attention? When I get on an airplane, I'm like, I don't care. The model, are you looking at the model?
Maybe. I hadn't before. To be honest with you, I am now.
Yeah, maybe we all should. It's the MAX 8. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You want my seat?
Give me the old school 737-6. I want that one.
Can somebody dig up a Pan Am 747, please?
That's it.
It flew fine.
With the second floor so I can, you know, go up the stairs and have martini.
Oh, my goodness. What? I mean, really, like you look back at those monster planes. they didn't go anywhere. I mean, poor Pan Am, like I was thinking about this too. Like you look back at Pan Am and you go, their problems were with, I hate to say it, terrorism. I mean, you had Lockerbie.
New York Pan Am flight.
Well, the New York Pan Am, was that a bomb? We don't remember.
We don't know.
We don't know, right? But as far as safety, I mean, they made it wherever the heck they would go. And they flew around the world, for God's sakes. I mean, these people are puddle jumping from Vegas, Alaska to Hawaii. I mean, that's puddle jumping. So what's going on? There you go. I don't know.
Boeing better prepare itself, because in another article, they're talking about how people are going to be lining up. And every one of these planes has 100 plus passengers on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about you're either looking at some pretty big class action.
I was just going to say
litigation, class action. Or they may say, no, we're not going to do that. And just file individual, you know, personal. What do they call that? Personal distress. You know,
from what I understand, the personal distress has to stem from personal injury. So you first need a physical person. From what I've gathered, we have to ask Arthur Idala.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he could find something in a track record this big or this bad. I'm pretty sure they could find something.
It's pretty blatant. I mean, because one of the pieces, I'm just looking at it now, is about the lawsuits that Boeing's getting.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. This is your safety.
There's already enough for some people. There's already enough phobia about being 35,000 feet off the ground to begin with. This cannot be helping those people at all.
No. And claustrophobia and all that. You know, everyone's got anxiety today before they get on the damn plane. They're all taking their animals and their dogs and their guinea pigs and their rats and whatever else they need to
snuggle. Which for me just makes the whole experience worse, but that's a different story.
And I'm an animal person and I agree with you, but you're right. So now this is like a layer on top of a layer. And in the society, I hate to say that we have today, we're litigious and we are also a bunch of chronic complainers.
Yeah. Well, you know, right? What I'm surprised we haven't seen is one of those classic lawyer commercials. Have you been on a Boeing 737 who's had its door blown off? It's called Johnson & Johnson. We're ready to represent you.
Morgan & Morgan. Where That's are you, it. Morgan & Morgan? This is personal injury right here. Let's
That's
go.
It. That's it. Mental injury, physical injury. Well, I wasn't actually hurt, but I was scared of getting hurt, and that scared me.
Yeah,
all right.
Did it.
We're going to try to do some good news next and see where we can see how far we can get through the rest of the show with happier travels talk. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Want more AM 970, The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970, The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970, The Answer.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Xumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Xumo.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally come to you at this time each year here on this radio station to ask you to help us to feed a growing list of children who do not have enough to eat. Anitra Parmali is with us from Food for the Poor. How does it work, Anitra?
It works because of you. Food for the Poor has been working in 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. These are countries that have been designated as those most in need. We're talking about families identified by community leaders. These are families that are teetering on the brink of destruction and a lack of life. These have already been identified, but into that darkness, into that despair, we invite you to step with your generous gift. Food for the Poor is nothing more than a bridge between your generosity and the needs of families like the father who sets out this morning. He'll walk 2-3 miles because he's heard a rumor that somebody has food for him. Your gift is the reason a Food for the Poor volunteer is going to be able to tell him, here's food, not just for today, but for a year.
And imagine being that father for just a second, friend. How humiliating is it to know that you don't have the ability to give food to your children? Of all of the things that you grow up and you want to do as a father, supplying their basic needs is first and foremost. And yet, because of the generosity of you and a matching gift that's in effect right now, in fact, for the next 5 minutes, if you call, every dollar you give will be matched in its impact. So you will be able to feed twice as many children right now. Normally, $80 would feed one child for a full year. But if you give it right now, it's going to feed 2 kids. Will you go and make the difference? 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us. It's travel night, and I hope we're done with the scary stuff. If something else happens, if a 737 blows up in the middle of our discussion, we'll bring it to you, but otherwise God, we're done. Hey, Linda, I remember last year Google was making a splash, and like everything else, they want to take a piece of the automated, online, AI-driven, data-centric travel business.
Correct.
And now they're even coming up with their rankings for like top travel destinations and stuff. But what was it that they were you brought the story to us a year ago. I'm trying to remember what it was that they were doing that was kind of unique.
Well, one of the things that they were doing was they were watching your, if you had purchased something through Google, right? Their travel, I don't even know what their travel link is.
Google Flights or Google,
something like that. If your price point changed, okay, based on your, remember, a lot of the stuff is technical, Kevin, right? Your fare basis, right?
Right.
Which means if you ever look at your ticket and it says, Y class, K class, Q class, R class, those are your fare bases. Okay. So each of those has a fare for that itinerary that you're picking, right? So a full Y fare, for example, is a full economy fare, which 9 times out of 10 is refundable, upgradable. Then you start paying less, right? And you have more restrictions. That's just the way the story goes. So Google saying, okay, Kevin, you purchased a Q fare ticket to go to LA and back in July. We're going to watch that fare. If that Q fare drops, we're going to come back and tell you, and we're going to refund you the difference.
Oh, so they're just like looking out for you.
Right. So they're going to somehow make up you. But, listen, it's a bait, right? You come in and you use Google. Because how many times does that really happen? I don't know. But Google says, we got your back. We're going to do it. So now Google Flights has put out their top 2024 summer destinations. And again, we had talked about Europe being more of a draw this year because the airfare was just better.
Right.
For whatever reason it was.
Much discounted.
much discounted. So, and remember, folks, we're talking economy. We're not talking any real big discounts on first class here or business or whatever. So London apparently is the number one destination. And number two, Kevin, would be what? Because of what? Come on.
Well, Paris is always going to be Paris. I mean,
but what we got going on this year?
Oh, the Olympics.
Which
makes me think, shouldn't that be number one? Because you would just think that there would be more.
Maybe their airfare is not as inexpensive. I don't know. But Paris, you're going to be able to swim in the Seine and do all these fun things.
You couldn't pay me to swim in that.
That's disgusting.
Who wants to swim in the internal plumbing of Paris?
They claim
Paris is a beautiful city. I don't want to swim in its river.
No, it's disgusting. But the thing is, they claim what? That they're going to have all these hydraulics that come in and clean it out and sanitize it and everything because these Olympians have to swim in there.
Well, I was about to say, I think they're holding some of the events in the Seine. So
yeah, they are. They are. They absolutely are. They're using all of Paris really to their advantage as an Olympic playground, basically.
That's going to be magical. I'm sorry. There's a lot of problems that France has, and Paris is probably more of a bureaucratic nightmare than New York is on a lot of levels.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be amazingly beautiful.
It will be amazingly beautiful. I am concerned about their security issues, to be honest with you, especially with everything that's going on across the, you know, around the world right now. But I'm sure they're going to have the best of the best. Tokyo. Why? Because nobody wants to go to Asia. Okay, that's the bottom line. People that want to go to Asia are a very small faction of travelers right now, for many reasons.
But it's number three.
It is number three because, remember, Kevin, you weren't paying attention in class. They're throwing discounts and freebies and all
that's right
kinds of stuff out there, hotels and tickets and everything. So again, you have a smaller, you know, maybe students will go or the singles. You're not going to see a lot of families traveling to Tokyo. Number four, oh my God, Rome. Rome is number one to me every day of the week. So what can I tell you? So again, we're also reporting at Perillo that our airfare for Italy is better this year probably than it's been. It's not crazy, crazy expensive.
Good thing to take note of so that, you know,
we're sold out. We're just sold out. I mean, you could find spots here and there on tours, but we're sold out for the most part. Number five, New York. I love New York.
You can't. What's there to say? New York's got to be in the top five. Every year, it's got to be there. All right, we're going to take another break. Those are the top destinations according to Google Flights. And I guess to find out more, you can go to Google and check flights. That's the way it works. Coming right back.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCareRx. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
IBD, or inflammatory bowel diseases, represent a spectrum of intestinal illnesses known as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. This is where the immune system attacks and inflames the intestine, causing ulcers that prevent the absorption of nutrition, which may lead to the onset of diarrhea, abdominal pain, and sometimes weight loss. Ulcerative colitis affects the colon only, whereas Crohn's disease can affect the rest of the small or upper intestine.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher says he's had it.
I give up. You know, I mean, we're tearing down the Star Spangled Banner. We're tearing down the Holy Bible. We're tearing down family. We're tearing down Easter. And it's going to take some guts to stand up to these people. You tell me what in the world is wrong with people who are tearing down President Trump for promoting the Holy Bible.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
We're all facing aches and pains of life, right? But what about real physical pain? I love telling you every single day about Relief Factor, the daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. I've been to their headquarters out in the Pacific Northwest. These are wonderful people. They have a commitment to getting you out of neck pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain. They use a unique formula of natural ingredients, and unlike pills that mask the pain for short periods of time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. It's just $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. There is no better gift for yourself or a loved one than feeling good again. The Relief Factor way.
Ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh, and we're back. Kevin McCullough, Linda Perillo. Linda, when I, you know, we had Eric, the travel guy, with us last week, and he's always a bunch of fun to have on the show. But one of the things I love about what he said, and he, I think he says it in his literature and stuff a lot, and that is that you just need to go. Like, you have a need to go. You got to go. You got to just get traveling. And there are people that kind of embody that. And this next story, certainly this grandma does. Tell us about Grandma Joy.
Grandma Joy Ryan, okay? She is 94. She didn't get her passport, getting this, till she was 91. So she's now embarking on a global challenge with her grandson, Brad Ryan, who's 42. And they went viral, it says here, with their National Parks Quest in 2023 and are now planning to travel all 7 continents in the world together. She said, this is what Grandma Joy says, "I don't have many years left, so you hop to it." And that's just what we were talking about, right, Kevin? You can't. You know, age can't stop you. Nothing can stop you, because there's nothing like travel. There's just nothing like getting out and seeing another place. And she said, and if you slow down, you don't get anything done. And she's right. So the pair have already ticked off 3 continents. Get this. Visiting Banff National Park in Canada last year to represent North America and their own country. And then they did Africa. They did Amboseli National Park and Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya last year. You got
Africa taken care of.
Oh, I mean, this woman had to get vaccines and all different kinds of stuff to be able to get out of the country. I mean, and she's older, really older, and she did it. Their most recent trip was to South America, where they traveled to Ecuador and they spent time in the Galapagos Islands, and they also did Chile. And she was very excited to see all the tortoises, she said, out of everything she saw, and loved it. So, I mean, listen, she's amazing. This is when I don't want to hear people complain. I'm too old. I got this. My grandchildren are home. I don't. Look at her. Look at her at 94. Crazy, right?
I will say this, though, and to be fair, North America, South America, Africa, kind of the easier continents to get to. I mean, Europe, obviously, but Asia, the South Pole, I mean, New Zealand, Australia, you've still got some big, big travel obstacles to get all seven done. And that airline ride to Australia alone, I mean, that would kill me, and I'm not even in my 90s.
Right. That's why, I mean, the desire to go to Australia is there, but the desire to fly there, and I'm a traveler, and I just can't do it. I just can't do it. So let's see. What are they going to do? This was one of her lifelong regrets. Her lifelong regret, according to her grandson, is that her travel had been limited to just a few road trips to Florida with their grandfather. And then there was a divorce in the family, and she disconnected from her grandson. But then they mended the rift, and they got back together, and now that's what they're doing. They're just all over the place.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool news. And speaking of passports, there's some news on that front. A new U.S. passport app is claiming to remove friction amid business and leisure travel shifts. Now, I'm curious, Linda, what exactly the riff would have been. And I think I know, but there's a piece of me that kind of really identifies with this story, because I don't have all of the purchased upgrade, you know, I don't have membership in all the lounges.
Right,
I don't get all the freebies. And I know a lot of the people that get the freebies do it because they get the miles traveling for work that they don't even actually pay for. And so you're kind of like, you know, their company pays for whatever.
Right.
But this new U.S. passport app is supposedly going to try to help in some way, because effective October 1st, the fee for the global entry program. Do you use that, or do you use Clear?
My son, because he travels, Devin travels a lot more than I do and a lot more internationally. He has global entry. I have Clear, which honestly, for the domestic,
it's enough.
It suffices. You know, it gets you through a nasty line. But the issue with Clear is that it has to be in that airport that you're at. You know, it's not in every airport. They have added spots. What I will say for Clear is that their employees are excellent. I could not get through that line with my kids and everybody if it wasn't for their employees whisking us through. They're great. They're great. I really got hats off to them.
I would like to know, though, the qualitative difference between buying the ticket upgrade that gives you pre-boarding versus the Clear clearance, because it seems to me, and I've consistently bought the upgrade that lets me go through security quicker. Mm-hmm. That seems faster than the Clear line sometimes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's very dependent. Clear. So this is what usually happens, right? You get a forerunner. I don't know if you want to call this an industry where this pre-boarding thing comes in, right? So you get a forerunner like Clear, and they are new for a few years, and everyone's got to use them. Then someone's got to come in, just like you said, and top that. You got to top that. So Clear becomes a little antiquated. Now, the best thing in the world to have, TSA pre-board, global entry, then there are no questions wherever you are around the world. Global entry also covers your TSA pre-board, okay? Now, anybody can do, here's the kicker. Anybody can do it. You have to take the time to fill out your stuff online. And the problem is you have to go for an interview at the airport. And that's the problem. And if you have a family like me, what am I gonna do? Get global entry for myself and my husband, and my kids are behind. They're going through the line.
You need to be at the airport like 8 hours before your flight.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, however, you know, if you talk to my son, once you bite the bullet and you get it done, it's the best thing you can do. So I've heard
great things about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got to read. I want to read about this app a little more and what it's going to do. But, you know, eventually I think we're going to go digital. I think you're going to be able to pay And if you want to pay a hefty fee to go through security faster, because one of the things that Clear introduced, right, are biometrics.
Right.
So that, I think, again, is a precursor to what we're going to be like in 30 years.
All right. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. We're coming back with Perillo's Pointers. Stay here.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My Pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Can peace of mind fit into just three fruits and three veggie supplements? Yes. We start by sourcing the best fruit and vegetable ingredients. We ensure that all our produce meets our rigorous standards in order to give you the highest quality product possible. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process that removes the water using pressure. We then take great care in grinding them into a fine powder. These powdered ingredients are then mixed and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped right to your door so you can experience your own personal balance of nature success story.
I've looked at other supplements out there and they don't have what Balance of Nature has.
Balance of Nature really was the game changer. I'm serious. It works.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once more from New York, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Final few minutes for your Travel Tuesday. She's Linda, I'm Kevin. And then it'll be a whole other week before we're back together. Don't cry. I've always wondered, if you lose your luggage, if you leave something on a plane, I had a friend who left a laptop, a business laptop, that he'd been using on the plane in the in the back seat of the seat front in front of him. Where does that stuff go? How does it get cleared? Where did, and I don't think he ever recovered that. I don't think he or the company that he worked for ever were able to recover that. What happens to the stuff that we leave behind?
Well, I have to tell you, this is very funny because I purchased, there is a website, actually I'd like to get them on here, called Unclaimed Baggage. And I did purchase something from them over Christmas time. It was brand new. It was not it was boxed and sealed, and it came. They resell things that people do not claim. Now, I don't know who wouldn't claim something. How would you forget something and not go back and realize you don't have it? But apparently people do it. So it's unclaimedbaggage.com. And it's a store and commerce site that resells many items that vanish during travel. So some of them are used, some of them are not. Some things are new. Some of the most common items in 2023, come on, but who would want them? Underwear, shoes. But you bring it up, Kevin, tablets and e-readers, okay? Another big item were Stanley Cups. Not the hockey Stanley Cup, the beverage Stanley Cup, which edged out the Yeti in sales this year.
Well, those things are only like $500 each. So like, if I could pick one up for $10, it might be a good deal.
Exactly. A lot of Nintendo Switches, a lot of, you know, games, kids and toys. And ready? 2023, two live snakes, 19 Rolex watches, a jar full of shark teeth, okay? A Halloween card from the 1980s signed by President Richard Nixon. That may have been mine.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'd like a jar of shark teeth, please.
But people are weird, Kevin. They're looking for all sorts of stuff. So how do you avoid losing your bags when you travel? Again, we talked about this. Apple tag. Follow your bag. That's it. I mean, we have that technology now. You may as well. You got to use it.
And just don't leave stuff on the plane.
Or tile. And don't leave stuff on the plane. But, you know.
I will say this. I've only had bags lost maybe 3 times in 54 years. And every single time that the airline has lost them, they've shown up on my doorstep within 24 hours. So, yeah. And two of the times that they were lost, it was a New York or a Chicago flight out to LA. So, like, once my bags got put on a plane to New Zealand or something, and it was almost a full day later before it got there. But in the other 2 times, it was pretty much overnight. By the time the next morning rolled around, I had my bags back. So I will say, for the most part, the airlines do a good job on that. But yeah. Unclaimed baggage. Okay, I know what I'm going to look at in my free time today.
I love them.
Linda, we love you. Thank you for always making our Tuesdays go better.
Ditto. Same here.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, friends. We're talking wellness. Thursday, legal stuff. Friday, fun. That's the week for Radio Night Live. We'll see you then.